Hello and welcome to this Waffle Show special. It's a great pleasure to have an absolute legend of Australian football here with us here today. Barry Cable, 6 premierships in WA and Victoria, 3 Sandover medals, a record 5 Simpson medals, a Tassie medal. You're a legend in the Australian Hall of Fame. How do you fit it all in?
Well, I guess it's been a long time, John. 18 years has taken me to fit all that in, so I guess that there has been a fair bit of time.
Yeah, you're still a very close observer of footy. What do you make of the state of West Australian football at the moment?
Well, I mean, I've always loved the game, obviously, and I go down and watch Perth play, of course, my old home team. But it's definitely changed because of the AFL and the way that it's gone. I'm just only hoping that we make sure that we don't lose a lot of our heritage. I think that's very important because at the end of the day, Western Australia and South Australia and Tasmania, for that matter, has helped make the game what it is today. And so we've just got to make sure that we just don't push it off the map.
You've been fighting very hard for the Australian Football Hall of Fame to recognise more of those people from WA and South Australia. Are you getting a receptive ear, do you think?
Yeah, well, we did last year, and I'm just hoping now that we can, you know, just do a little bit more in that area. I think the AFL still need to do a little bit more in that area to preserve the records of players that have made the game what it is today. And I think that's very important. I mean, it's great the way the game's going. I think that's good. Numbers are up across Australia, and I think that's good. But I'm a great believer in the forefathers, and they were the ones that have made it as it is today, and it's given these boys the opportunity to be where they are today.
You're one of only 2 West Australians to play 400 senior games, and no one's played more games than you. Is it time for a 400 club, do you think, in Australian footy?
Well, put it this way, it would be good because it's certainly an achievement, because I think when you look at 400 games without playing finals and so forth, I mean, you've got to play probably 20 years. I was very fortunate. I played mine in 18 years, which is an average of 22 games a year, which is not a bad average. But not many do that. And so to get to 400, I think anybody that gets there has done a marvellous job.
We're looking forward to the WA Day weekend this weekend, the Fremantle Derby, the City Derby, and your old team Perth playing Swan Districts as well. What are your memories of WA Day? Although when you played at Perth, they weren't playing in those sort of derbies, but it's a big day on the WA football calendar. Why is it so significant, do you think?
Well, I think East Fremantle and South Fremantle's always been great games, the derbies, and I think that's one of the real big clashes of West Australian football. Perth and Swans obviously not going so well this year. Probably back in our day it would have been good because we were 2 very strong sides. But at the same time, I'm sure that they'll put up a great performance. But I'm just hoping that we get a really good crowd at those games. But East Fremantle and South have always led the way, I think, in the derbies. They've been terrific.
Yeah. We're talking about Perth. We know they're down a bit. You probably contributed to that a bit because you're captain coach at East Perth when they beat them in their last grand final, the poor old Demons. What do they have to do to get back on track?
Well, I think, like all teams, I mean, you need personnel, of course. You know, you've got to have players. I mean, we've got players. We've got good young guys who really do have a go. But I think that we can obviously strengthen that up. And that's probably, you know, our number one reason why we're down where we are. We just don't have enough of the players to just keep the pressure up all day, and that's with any team that's down. If you have a look at their personnel, they probably just don't measure up to some of the top sides.
Yeah, you've had a fair bit to do with Aidan Troppiano though, who won the Sandover medal last year. You mentored him to some degree. Are you happy with how his game is developing?
Oh yeah, I think he's done a great job. I mean, again, he came from East Fremantle for obvious reasons, and then he has taken up the Perth Challenge, and he did that extremely well last year. This year he's finding it a little bit harder, purely and simply because that's what happens to you when you put in a good year. They're looking for you the following year, so they make it a lot tougher for you. But at the same time, he's had his injuries early in the year, but I think he's now starting to come back into a bit of form.
Yeah. Talking about challenges, you're a great cyclist. You're about to go on another cycling challenge. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, I'm going for a ride for Alzheimer's, the McCusker Alzheimer's Research. And we start this Saturday, by the way, in Esperance, coming up to Perth. But I've done a lot of those rides for different charities and have thoroughly enjoyed them. and looking forward to this one again. But this may be my last for one so long. It's 1,000K, so I think I'm getting to the stage where maybe the shorter ones might be better.
You're only 73, Barry. 1,000 Ks is nothing, is it?
No, that's true. Well, I'm hoping that's the way it'll be, John.
Yeah. Look, thanks very much for coming in. That was Barry Cable on this Waffle Show special. Look forward to the WA weekend of games this weekend.